Members of the group of 20 nations with developed and emerging economies are scheduled to meet later this week in London to tackle the global economic crisis. Ahead of the meeting, Philippa Hitchens spoke with the Minister of State for the UK's Department for International Development, or DFID, which oversees all the British government's efforts to fight poverty in the developing world. The Minister, Gareth Thomas, says DFID is strongly supportive of the Millennium Development Goals and will be trying to keep these in the spotlight.
One of the major lessons from previous financial crises is that it is the poor who suffer most. So as well as putting more money into banking systems, we also need to make sure that we're providing targeted help so that the very poorest can get access to benefits and other immediate help, job assistance and programs in a way that weren't provided in previous financial crises to help stop people getting into more difficulties and the numbers of people in poverty increasing.
These ambitious goals are all laid out in the Millennium Development Goals manifesto, and yet over halfway through we seem to be falling well behind achieving those targets by 2015. Do you share that assessment, first of all, and if so, who is to blame?
I don't think the assessment is quite as gloomy as you present. We're certainly off track to meet the Millennium Development Goals in a number of countries, and we're certainly off track to meet particular goals in particular countries. And there is no question that the international community, along with developing countries, developing country governments, it's got to be a partnership. We've all got to do more. What is clear, I think, is that the current financial crisis creates the risk that we will go backwards in terms of the fight to meet the Millennium Development Goals. And that's why the G20 summit is so important for trying to release more money from the international financial institutions to make sure that doesn't happen.